Welcome to Author Stories Prayers for today. It's another time to pray and receive.
Libra kata libra gadara dia bari gani 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 Libra kasuta libri gada rabari yari gede gede boshanta liyamri gada bari gada bari gede 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 Libri gede gede bari yadi 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 gede gede boshanta libri gada rabari boshanta liyamri gada gede. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your power is made available right now. Right now. And in this prayer session, thank you for the workings of miracles. Thank you for the workings of miracles. For the testimonies that are abounding. Thank you, Lord, for the manifestations of your favor in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for filling our mouths with laughter. We thank you ahead because we know it is victory always with us. And as we pray with this prayer session, we believe, therefore we speak, that our eyes are open to see, our ears are open to hear, our hearts are open to receive from you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're welcome to today's prayer session. It's morning week. Praise God. June edition. Hallelujah. Open your hearts. Position your hearts to receive. Hallelujah. Position your heart to receive. That means in your thoughts, let your predominant thoughts be that there are supplies made available for you in this prayer session. And your hearts are open to receive. It's more like, I surrender to you, Lord. It's more like, I take it, Lord. I receive all that you have in store for me. We are so sure that God is supplying to us because of the covenant we have with God through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That blood speaketh better things for us. Hallelujah. That covenant speaks for us. That covenant, by that covenant, God does us good. By that covenant, whenever the power of God is made available, He is doing exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Hallelujah. According to that power that works in us. So once the power of God is made available, hallelujah, when you come to His presence, His presence tabernacles with us, but when you actively, when you get active in His presence, permit me to use that word, say it like that, okay? When you pray, when you worship, when you meditate, God is supplying to you all, they are all round supplies. Supplies of understanding, supplies of wisdom, supplies of knowledge, supplies of peace, supplies of help, supplies in your faith, in your health, all round, all the full package of the inheritance we have in Christ Jesus. We are connected to God, and as we are connected to God, just as an appliance is connected to electricity, is plugged to the switch. Once we are plugged to God, hallelujah, once power is made available, God is giving to us and we are receiving. Hallelujah. 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 And receiving is solely our responsibility. Receiving is solely our responsibility. Receiving is, once the power is made available, the electricity, there's electricity. You are plugged in. Pray to, you need to turn your, that's the power is made available, you're plugged in. You need to turn on your power button. That is, open your heart to receive. It's simple. I believe I receive. Believe I receive. I take all that God has for me right now. Hallelujah. Because we are connected. We our source is from God, our Father. Our source is from heaven. Hallelujah. Do not look to this earth for to rely on this earth. Do not look to this earth as your source. God is your source, and He will make everything on this earth work together for your good. Why? He is sovereign over all. He is sovereign over all. we may say, of course, the word of God says also that Satan is the god of this world. That means he runs the affairs. But God is sovereign over all for your sake. For your sake. If you believe he's sovereign, that there's nothing he cannot do for your sake. For those who permit him to move on their behalf. Praise God. Praise God. God is not, Satan is not the god of this world against, to an extent that God cannot move for you. That God cannot change systems for you. No, God is sovereign over all. God, in the midst of everything that Satan have put in place against you, God is able to elevate you, lift you up, and even use those things that Satan have put in place against you to your benefit and shame him. And no harm, nor any evil, no harm, nor evil will come near you. Praise God. No casualties. Amen. All right, so we are going to be praying with the same scripture that we used yesterday. And that is taken from Psalms 4, verse 6. Yes, Psalm chapter 4, verse 6. And it says, why is everyone hungry for more? More, more, they say, more, more. But I have more, I have God's more than enough. I have God's more than enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has spoken concerning Money Week June edition that we are experiencing financial increase. Increase. I keep hearing it. I keep seeing it. And it is yours. God is not handpicking people for this increase. It is for all. Please say to yourself, financial increase is for me this month and beyond in the name of Jesus. There is financial increase for me this month and beyond in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be praying, but this time we are going to be praying with the mindset that wherever being that God is our source. Hallelujah. When money comes to us, we're going to have this mindset that we are walking in God's abundance financially. You are walking in God's abundance financially. There's this saying, there is more where it came from. Hallelujah. There is more where it came from. Hallelujah. You know, after praying with yesterday's prayer session, I went around, you know, to do some things and all that. And then God kept telling me, because he was instructing me to sow. Okay? He was instructing me to sow. Okay? I was willing to sow. But inside of me, there was this reluctance. And then I was wondering, because I sow a lot as a person to the glory of God. Hallelujah. And he has been faithful to his harvest. And he's always faithful to his harvest. Praise God. So I was reluctant, because it's money week for you and it's money week for me. Praise God. I pray with prayers for today like every other person. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is the one doing his work, this work. It is his strength that is made available. So I benefit. I benefit. I have other areas of my life, so I benefit. Hallelujah. So I was a little bit reluctant. And then I began to, it's unlike me. Why? Why? Like, I've seen God's faithfulness so much financially that, and it's not, how come there's a little bit reluctance? And then I was meditating on that question, and then the Spirit of God highlighted to me that had begun to dwindle in fear, that if that money that God is telling me to sow, if it leaves, there's fear that Satan has sown in my heart, that if it leaves, what's left? You know, there's this fear he had sown in my heart that if I sold that money, good money would have left my account. Yes, there was this inner fear. I did not know where it came from. I don't know, perhaps I watched a movie or something that, and you know, I don't know how Satan sold that fear to me. Hallelujah, because I'm very used to emptying the accounts. Most times, just sowing and sowing, and the money keeps on coming, because when we sow, we reap. It's in the word of God. God does not go back on his words. On that is a principle. Praise God. But like I said yesterday, your financial blessing is not on sowing, it's not on giving, is on the blood of Jesus. As far as Jesus has died, resurrected, and resurrected for you, you are financially blessed. Let that be your focus, that you are financially blessed by the blood of Jesus. Then when you fix your eyes on the blessing on your finances, then the Holy Spirit will lead you on anything you need to do. It could be sowing, it could be buying properties, it could be going into a particular business, it could be saving. Hallelujah, saving money. It could be anything. But then, what I'm trying to say, the Holy Spirit will guide you concerning your finances. He will tell you when to give. He will tell you when to sow. He will tell you who to sow to, how to sow. Hallelujah. He's going to lead you. But you should have that confidence that you are walking in God's abundance. And that's what the Spirit of God reminded me. That I have to have that confidence, always renew that confidence, that I am walking in God's abundance. There's enough where that came from. There's enough where that seed God asked me to sow came from. There's enough. I have God's more than enough. There is enough where that miracle money that you experienced in May came from. There is enough where that surprise came from. It came from God. It is faith. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God guided me to know that you need to consciously, again and again, renew your mindset. Renew your mind. That is the renewal of our minds with the Word of God. Renew your mind. That is, my mind have always been fixed that I am walking in God's abundance. But again, I will ensure that my mind is still on that thing. That my mind is still on, I am walking in God's abundance. That is, I am not walking with the mindset of what is my account, whether big, whether small. I am walking in God's abundance. If I have millions in my account, I'm not walking in that millions. I'm walking in God's abundance. Because millions is a small thing to God. When all things are mine, he has given me all things. Millions is small. So I will not get intoxicated with millions. I will rather get intoxicated with the fact that I have God's more than enough. I have God's more than enough. It's not saying I'm content with the small that I have. No, that is, I have God's abundance. I have God's abundance. I walk in God's abundance. I'm walking in financial abundance. I'm walking in God's financial abundance for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he reminded me to renew my mind on that. Fix my mind on it. There is more where that came from. I'm walking in God's abundance financially. There's more where. So when you fix your heart and you keep saying it, you can take big steps that God wants you to take. You can buy that property that God wants you to buy without looking at the fact that your account may be empty. Why? You are not working by your alerts. You are working with the focus on God's. You are working in God's abundance financially. There's more where that came from. You can do that business. Hallelujah. You can buy that beautiful dress. God wants you to look good. You can do that thing without being scared of tomorrow. Without asking yourself, if I take all this money from my account, when next will I have money? Where else would money come from? Even if money comes, how soon will it come? That is fear sown in your heart by Satan. And you cannot prosper financially with fear of tomorrow. You cannot, I am telling you the truth. You cannot prosper financially with fear in your heart concerning your finances. You cannot prosper financially if your mind is not focused on God's, on the scriptures concerning your finances, on his blessing. If Jesus could believe that if he died for you, you will be blessed financially, why don't you believe that since he has died and resurrected, then I am blessed financially? He could do it. He believed it, and he died for the whole world, and he freed the whole world. And all who believe in him will benefit from it. Why not you? He could do it. And then it affected the whole world. Why not you? Just draw for yourself. Believe that by that sacrifice, your finances are blessed. You are walking in God's abundance financially. You are walking in God's abundance financially. You have God's more than enough. You have God's abundance. It's not, I have God's little and I'm content. No, you have God's abundance. It's always coming. There is more where that came from. Hallelujah. So therefore, we will speak increase. We know there is more where that came from. Therefore, we will speak increase in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's begin to pray. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for the next 1 minute. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Our hearts are open to receive. There's a reset in your mind. There's a reset in your mind, financial, concerning your finances. And as your mind resets, as your mind is renewed, you will begin to walk in the reality of that consciousness that you have. You will begin to see it come to pass. You will begin to see it play out. And it starts by speaking it. If you are finding it difficult to believe that you are walking in God's abundance, probably the financial issues around are too much. It's somehow, you can't really sink it in. Then keep speaking it until it gets in. Hallelujah. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. For you to be able to want to keep speaking it, that is, you actually believe it. Let the mind that is being troubled, let it be on its own, and God will take care of it. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep praying. Libra. If you do not pray in the Holy Ghost, just keep giving God thanks. Hallelujah. For financial increase has come for you today. Libra. Raka Santa Tatara Libra Santa Tatara Libra Santa Rabagala. Our confidence is placed in God. Concerning our finances, our confidence is stayed on God. Our confidence is in God. Is in God as our source. Therefore, we lack nothing in the name of Jesus. You lack nothing in the name of Jesus. You have God's abundance. You are walking in God's abundance. There is more where you have had. All that you have had had come from. There is more. There is more where that came from. Therefore, you lack nothing in the name of Jesus. And we speak increase over your finance in the name of Jesus. Libra, keep praying in the Holy Ghost. There's someone, you have issues with rent. You have issues with rent. You have issues with rent. You are unusually scared about it. You have been paying your rent till this year, but now you are just unusually scared about it. The Spirit of God is leading me to tell you that God that has been providing rent for you till now, He has not run out of money. Hallelujah. He has not run out of resources. He has not run out of it. That fear is closing you up from receiving from God. You're looking at the time and the dates to when you will be thrown out. It's closing you from receiving from God. Open your heart today and begin to trust God again. Speaking that you are walking in God's abundance. And there is more where that came from. Therefore, you take again your rent. You take again your rent. You take again the money that you need. You take again, hallelujah. There is more where that came from. Therefore, we take again in the name of Jesus. No lack. We speak increase. And we take again in the name of Jesus. Libra gade galar gade 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 ragada galaga na bagide kapaka ragada gade gade kapaka gade ragata na dada katara balakadi gara balakadi gade gade rakata ragala bashata brigada bagide gade 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 rakata li gade bashanta li gade 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 rakata li li bashanta li gade 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 li kata li di 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 la dada kata li gade 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 lekete legede gade 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 rakashata rakata ra gade 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 Katara da 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 financial liberation just came for someone. Financial liberation. Receive in the name of Jesus. Be sure to receive every word that comes today. Receive it in the way that it concerns you. You may not be believing God for rent. Whatever you are believing God for, receive that word. Hallelujah. In the light of what you are believing God for, hashakalagada, in the light of what you need money for, halagadigadigadigadi, ragadagadadadadigadi, in the light of your expectations, halagadada, receive financial liberation, for it has come for you. There is just right now, there is a supply of financial liberation. Say, I receive financial liberation. It is mine. I take it, and it is made manifest in my life, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has given us access to financial liberation, and it has been released upon you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Say, I take it. It is mine. I walk in it, and it is made manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Libra katalabra labo shantali ragalabashi kalagadigadagadosha. Libra kasuka talibra galagabashantali gabagalagadi. Rakatalabriga santali bragalabarabaragabo shantali bragalagadi. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please, let's pray together right now. Please say with me. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus upon me, I believe, therefore I speak, that I have God's more than enough. I walk in God's abundance financially. There is more where that came from. Therefore, I speak increase upon my finances. I speak increase upon my finances. I speak increase upon my finances in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go again. In the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood, the power in the blood of Jesus upon me, I believe, therefore I speak, that I have God's more than enough. I walk in God's abundance financially. 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 Therefore, I speak increase upon my finances. I speak increase upon my finances in the name of Jesus. I speak increase in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. I speak increase upon my finances. I refuse to walk in fear. In my finances, I refuse to walk in fear. Rather, I walk in God's more than enough. I walk in God's abundance financially. Therefore, I speak increase upon my finances. And I see increase upon my finances. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lika shakata libre galagala bashata libre galaboshata libre katusuta libre katala brega de 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 From today and forth, you no longer walk in fear concerning your finances. You are no longer uncertain concerning your finances. You are empowered to fix your eyes on God's more than enough. You are empowered to fix your mind that you are working on your reality, that you are working in God's abundance financially. You are empowered by the Holy Ghost right now to fix your eyes, to fix your mind on your reality in Christ Jesus, that you are walking in God's abundance financially. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer scared concerning your finances. You experience perfect peace in your finances. You are no longer uncertain concerning your finances. You are no longer unsure that the money will show up. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer uncertain that the debt would be paid. You are no longer uncertain concerning your salary and your pension. You are no longer uncertain in the name of Jesus. You are no longer scared, because by the power of the Holy Ghost, your eyes and your mind right now is fixed on the truth in Christ Jesus, on your reality in Christ Jesus, that you walk in God's abundance financially. You walk in God's abundance concerning your finances. In the name of Jesus, la kasikata lebre kasukata liragadi. Libra sukata libra kasita katali bragadagadi. Libra sukata libra kasikata libra kasita lira katatariga bavriga dagadagadi. Ragatala dagataria gataliga taya gataria katerigaria. Regataliga taliga lagalagabashanta lira galagabasita lagalagarigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirig In the name of Jesus. Libra kata gala 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 bashaka tala gala 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 libra gala 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 gala. It is working for you financially. It is working for you financially. For you are walking in God's abundance financially in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We're going to see now. Hallelujah. We're going to see now. Libra gala gala gala. Please say with me, in the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus upon me, I believe, therefore I speak, that I have God's more than enough. I have God's more than enough. There is more where that came from. Therefore, I take more in the name of Jesus. I take more money in the name of Jesus. I take increase in my finances in the name of Jesus. There is no more lack in my finances in the name of Jesus. I take more money. I take money that I work for. I take money that I do not work for. I take gifts in the name of Jesus. I take cash gifts. I take miracle monies in the name of Jesus. I take money for every need that I have in the name of Jesus. And I take increase, financial increase in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's begin to pray. You have God's more than enough. There is more where that came from. Therefore, we take halagalabashata. We take halagalabashalabagara. We take asukatabragalagadigri. Please pray this prayer with all your heart. We take hasakatalagadigri. We take libregalagalagalagalagalagabashagade. We take atalabregalagal. We take money now in the name of Jesus. We have God's more than enough. We have God's abundance. There is more where that came from. Whatever supply that we have received before, there is more. Whatever money you have received, there is more. Whatever is in your bank account that does not look enough for you, there is more where it came from. Therefore, we take more. We take more. I agree with you right now. We take more. We take more. There's someone right now, as you began to pray this particular prayer, you just received increase in your customers. I see increase, more customers. That's what I see. More customers, not increase, more customers. Hallelujah. You have received more customers. You have received more customers. Hallelujah. And so it is in the name of Jesus. Amen. I take it. I receive it. I have it. Thank you, Jesus. It is mine in Jesus' name. Amen. If it is not custom, maybe you're not into business, take that word for yourself. Take that word in the way that it concerns you. You have more projects. You have more increments in your salaries. You have more bonuses in your salaries. Take it. It is yours in the name of Jesus. Say, I take it. I have it. I receive it. It is mine. Thank you, Jesus. I take it. I receive it. I have it. It is mine. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. We take more. We take more. We take more. We take more. Libra galagalagara. We take more labra katalagalagiri. We take more rakata katalagalagiri. Voshakata. Rekataligiri. Rekatarigalabashakatarigiri. It is done in the name of Jesus. Oh, lakadara. It is done in the name of Jesus. Rakatalagalagalabashakatalagiri. Libra kashakata libra galagalagalabashakata. Rekatalagalagalagalagalagalagiri. Libra katalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagal We take more. We receive more. We have more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is ours in Jesus' name. You take more, you receive more, you have more. It is yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is more where that came from. We take more increase. You take more increase. We take more increase. More money, more miracle money, more cash gifts. Money that you work for, money that you do not work for, we take more. You take money for the capital that you need for that business, you take more. We take money, we take money, we take money, we take money. No more lack. There is no lack because we have taken. In the name of Jesus, there is no lack because we have taken. In the name of Jesus, there is no lack for you because you have taken. You have taken money. You have taken more. In the name of Jesus, it is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. It is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let's begin to give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. We have taken more. Thank you, Lord. We have taken money. Money is us. It is a servant to us. It is a servant to us. We have taken that which the world has demanded that we need to have to be able to purchase things. We have taken it. That which Caesar demands that we need to have, that we need to give, that we need to possess to be able to carry out some activities on this world. That which we need, God has given it to us. Sakatalada, we take it. See, Jesus needed to pay tax. Okay? We didn't say, that did not mean that he did not have money. But this thing that happened, it was for us to know that we live in a system that has rules. Praise God. Hallelujah. The system of this world says you must have a legal tender to do some things. It is like power. How much power do you have to purchase this? How much power do you have, okay, to carry out this activity? It is what the world system. When I say the world system, do not think evil. Like it is what the worldliness, evil people. It is just this realm that we live in. It is what it demands. Hallelujah. And when Jesus was asked about tax, he said, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar." Means, if Caesar, that is what I mean now is, the rulers of this world, the people that try to establish how things go here, okay, hallelujah. If they demand that this is what we must have, then fine, we will give it to them. We will have the money, praise God. But where do the money that we have come from? From heaven. It comes from God. It comes from God. It comes from God. So that means God is restructuring and reordering this same earth, this same world that some people feel they rule. That is why he's sovereign over all. He's reordering it to ensure that the money they think they have comes to us. Hallelujah. I say, that's Nigerian vernacular for my foreign prayer partners. They have demanded that we need money. Fine. God is bringing their money to us. And then God is also giving us the money that he has stored up for us. Hallelujah. Systems are working and reordering to ensure. We received new customers, new clients. We received promotions right now in this prayer session. It is God reordering things to ensure that more comes to us. And now we look at them and say, who's the boss now? You demanded that we must have money to carry out things. Now we even have it more. We have it more. So we can now run you and run your run your rules and run you and run run everything that you oversee, because we are the head. God has placed us above. Have that mentality. Have that mentality. Money is for you. Money is for you. It is a source of evil, root of all evil, for those who worship it, for those who are controlled by it, for those who feel that they will die. For those who see money as their source. Money is not our source. Money is our servant. God gives our servants to us. He can give us angels. Is it money? Angels are ministering spirits. They run errands for us. Then is it paper? Money? Notes that he has not given us more than enough. There are a lot of angels with you when you move. Be conscious of that. Angels on the runway. Angels on the runway. That is, angels are active for me right now. Angels on the runway. They are active for you right now. Angels on the runway. They are active for you concerning your finances right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Money is our servant. He has given it to us, and it comes to us supernaturally. It may look like it's normal when they come. They increase your salary, or you just received an alert, or someone just gave you a cash gift. It played out like that, but it is God who gave it to you. Hallelujah. You think money just moves like that? People in the world, they use power diabolic power to move money towards them. We have the power of God that moves money towards us. And then we also receive miracle money. We don't know where it came from. We don't know. The bank does not have any record of the money in our account, but the money is in our account. They don't know who. The bank does not know, does not have any record of how it was transferred there. Supernatural money. If God who formed you, who created this earth, hallelujah, with his word, you think it's money he cannot speak and create for you? And funny enough, his words to create money is already with us. We speak increase, and it is so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Money is your servant. Hallelujah. And we have taken it. We have taken more where that came from. Some of the money that we had, they've gone to settle some needs as our servants. Now we need more servants, and we have taken more. And so it is for you in Jesus' name. Amen. No more fear. Change your mindset. Even when it's looking like everything is waving and you're trying to go back to the way you used to see money. No. Don't allow that seed that Satan is sowing in your heart grow. Speak it. If your heart is moving in a direction you don't like, start speaking what you want your heart to see. Fix on your mind on God's word. He doesn't fail. Hallelujah. So God bless you. You are blessed. We give God thanks. We give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We take it. We have taken it. We have received it. It is ours in Jesus' name. Amen. And it is made manifest. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for praying with me. I enjoyed praying with you. I had a great time. And I know you did too. I know you have been blessed. I look forward to your feedbacks and testimonies. Someone asked, Ma, should my testimonies, I pray with, somebody asked me, okay, I pray with prayers for today every day. I see miracles happening in my life every day. I do not know which of the prayers brought the testimonies. No, someone, someone may have it in mind now even, okay. Now, I don't know which of them, so I don't know how to even send testimonies. I'm not trying to tell you to always hook every testimony to me. I am not the miracle worker. God is. As the few experience, are you not praying with me? Am I the one praying and then you keep your mouth shut? No, you're also praying. God is good to you, is your Father. As you exceed the favor of God playing out in your life, hallelujah. I have this itching spirit to just, I want to send my testimony. I want the world to see what God has done for me. Hallelujah. Let us replace negative news with good news. Praise God. You may not want to post it on your personal timelines, you know, you may not want to make it. I don't make identity known. I just make the country known, because God has made us an international ministry. Hallelujah. As far as we are international ministry, you too, you are international. Your business is international in the name of Jesus. Praise God. It is where God has elevated us to, and it is for every member of the Otis Stories prayer community, because we make up the community. So you are international. Praise God. So all I do is post the country it came from. Hallelujah. This is what is happening in this country. That's the purpose. This is what is happening in Nigeria. This is what is happening in Cameroon. This is what is happening in India. This is what is happening in China. This is what is happening. Okay? So our testimonies are good news. When you listen more listen to more breaking news, negative news, you begin to ask yourself, is God, where was God when this thing happened? Where was God when this thing happened? But whereas God is moving on this earth, but we shut our mouths. Praise God. Hallelujah. There was a time I was doing adverts on Facebook, and all I was advertising were people's testimonies. Just let us make his goodness known. And the more people see good things that God is doing, you know, God has been doing in people's lives, their faith is gingered. They are stirred up to believe that God is still moving. Therefore, there's hope for them to see God's glory made manifest in their lives. So when you see the favor of God made manifest in your life, have this itching desire. I have not shared this testimony. Let the goodness of God be made known. And the more you do that, it's like you're opening a tap for more of and greater manifestations of the goodness of God. It's there in your life, but it's more like you are indulging it. You are participating in it. So you enjoy more of it. Hallelujah. That you are making what he is doing in your life made known to the world. and erasing bad news, the effects of bad news, you will continue to get more. So change your mindset. You're not sending your testimonies, even though maybe I prayed for you, you send your prayer request and then you got, you know, that glory be to God. But it's sending your testimonies is generalized. Is generalized. So don't make it feel like I don't really have any special encounter with this lady that maybe, but they are good, God is good to me. Well, let us, we want to hear, we want to see that good thing. Hallelujah. Because we are praying. So as we read those good news, we are gingered. We are sparked up. Our God is living. Hallelujah. So God bless you. I look forward to praying with you tomorrow. You can reach me, send your testimonies via the website otistories.com, otistories.com, and click on the live chat. The live chat button is at the bottom right of the website, and then you can chat me up. I prefer the website always. You can reach me, chat me up, be my friend. I love you so much. I love you dearly. I want to communicate with you. I want to speak with you. I want to know how the prayer session blessed you. I just want to enjoy your communicating with you. Okay, feel free. I am very, I'm very easy person, easygoing person. Okay, but if you must reach me via WhatsApp, it's +234 703 552 4042. I love you. I'm always praying for you. I'm always praying for you, and I'm always excited to pray with you every day. So God bless you, and I decree over you that the favor of God is made manifest in your life greatly. The blessing of God is made manifest in your life greatly, causing you to prosper. Great opportunities are open to you. You're experiencing right place, right time, always. The glory of the Lord is constantly made manifest in your life. You have received increase, no more scarcity for you. And all that you have prayed for, all you have received in this prayer session is made manifest now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. See you tomorrow. I love you. Hello. If you do not have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior yet, I have good news for you. God's arms are open wide to receive you as his child, no matter what you may have done, no matter how your past may be, no matter how lost you think you are. All you need do now is say these prayers with me. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I believe you came to die and resurrect for me, to pay for my sins, to free me from slavery and from the shackles of Satan. Therefore, I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I decree today that I am a child of God. I am a believer. I am redeemed from sin and death, and I am blessed. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. I declare myself a child of God, for Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah.